And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 17th of May. The general synopsis at 1800. High 100 miles northeast of Faroes, 1033, expected southeast Iceland with little change by 1800 Saturday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sira, northerly 5 to 7, fair, good. South at Sira, northerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. 40s, northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later in east. Fair, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. North or northwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time. Fair, good. Fisher, northwesterly, veering northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in west. Fair, good. German Bight, Humber, Thames, north or northwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Dover, north or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, then becoming variable 3 or less in north. Fair, good. Biscay, east or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Trafalgar, easterly 4 or 5 in far southeast, otherwise variable, mainly northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later in west. Showers later in west, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later in west. South Fitzroy, variable 3 or less in south, otherwise easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, easterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Lundy Fastnet, east or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in Lundy. Fair, good. Irish Sea, northerly or northeasterly, becoming variable at times 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in south. Fair, good. Shannon, east or southeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, South Bailey, east or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in Hebrides. Fair, good. North Bailey, southeast, backing east 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, variable 2 or 3, increasing 4 at times. Fog patches in Faroes, fog banks in southeast Iceland. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north 3, 12 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast 4, 19 miles, 1030, steady. Lerwick, north by east 4, 19 miles, 1030, steady. Wick Automatic, northwest by north 3, 12 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest 4, 12 miles, 1029, now falling. Lucas, west by south 2, 5 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Boomer, north 3, 9 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Bridlington, north by west 3, 1026, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by east 6, 5 miles, 1023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 1, 11 miles, 1023. Jersey, north northeast 3, 15 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 3, 5 miles, 1023. Silly Automatic, north by east 3, 7 miles, 1025, now falling. Milford Haven, north-northeast 4, 19 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Aberporth, west-northwest 2, 15 miles, 1026, now rising. Valley, northwest by north 1, 24 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east by north 1, 15 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Valentia, southeast by south 1, 9 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north by west 2, 27 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Malin Head, northeast by east 3, 27 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, calm, 9 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Now, the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation. A slow-moving area of high pressure will continue to be centred near the Faroes. This will maintain a generally northerly or northeasterly airflow across the United Kingdom, with predominantly fair weather for all waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less in the Murray Firth, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Rattray Head. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less in the Firth of Forth, otherwise northerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 until later in north. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north backing northwest for a time, 3 to 5, fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in south. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northerly, veering easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in west, then becoming variable 3 or less later in east. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northeast, becoming variable at times in Cardigan Bay, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in north. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable for a time. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor later in north. Shetland Isles, north or northeast 4 or 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. That brings us to the end of another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a moment, we'll be joining the World Service. Thank you for listening with me tonight. I'm Amanda Litherland, and I'm here at Broadcasting House in London. I hope that wherever you are, the rest of your night is a very safe and peaceful one. It's good night from me. Evi.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States and Australia. Coming up, the man who turned Novo Nordisk into one of Europe's most successful companies has lost his job. We'll bring you reaction from Denmark.
Here in Denmark, it's been described as a bombshell. He's really overseen this huge growth of the company and a transformation of what its main product is.
And why are we seeing so many consumer boycotts nowadays? And do they even work?
Boycotting a whole country is hard. Boycotting a specific product when there are easy alternatives is much, much easier.
And can bringing pets to work be good for your business? That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, let's bring you the very latest BBC news.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. President Trump has accused the former FBI director, James Comey, of using a coded Instagram post to call for his assassination. The post showed an image of 8647 spelled out in seashells. 86 can be slang for kill. Mr. Trump is the 47th president. Mr. Comey, fired by Mr. Trump during his first presidential term, took down the post after a backlash and said he opposed all violence. Speaking to Fox News, Mr. Trump dismissed Mr. Comey's claim he was unaware the photo might have violent connotations.
The FBI director, and you don't know what that meant assassination. And it says it loud and clear. Now, he wasn't very competent, but he was competent enough to know what that meant.
Israel has dropped leaflets across northern Gaza, urging Palestinians to leave the area as concerns grow that it's preparing to intensify its offensive against Hamas. In recent days, the Israeli military has stepped up its bombardment. Hamas says more than 100 people were killed on Friday alone. The UN human rights chief, Volker Turk, says the attacks, combined with the blocking of aid, amount to a campaign of ethnic cleansing. Rosalia Bollin is from UNICEF in Gaza.
We estimate that at least 71,000 children in Gaza will require urgent treatment for acute malnutrition this year. At the beginning of the year, that estimate still stood at 60,000 children. But because of the continued blockade of aid supplies and food into Gaza, and because of these relentless airstrikes, the situation keeps deteriorating.
Ukraine's major European backers have rallied behind the country after the first direct peace talks between Kiev and Moscow in 3 years ended without the 30-day ceasefire Ukraine wanted. After a call with Donald Trump, President